Democratic Senator Alex Padilla of California has announced legislation to expand a pathway to lawful permanent residency for millions of long-term U.S. residents. It's a move he says will counter President Donald Trump and Stephen Miller's demonization of undocumented immigrant communities. Community leaders joined Senator Padilla, including Angelica Salas, the director of the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights.
Of those being detained, the majority are Mexicans who had lived in this country for over 20 years. They are fathers, they are mothers of U.S. citizen children, and we also found out they are also grandparents of U.S. citizen grandchildren. Behind every arrest are mothers, or fathers, or wives, or husbands. They are daughters, their co-workers, their friends, their neighbors. They are all facing now the consequences of the terror and the loss of their loved ones.
The proposed legislation is not a new program. It is just an update to existing law, which offers a pathway to citizenship for residents who have lived in the United States for more than 7 years, contribute to their community, and don't have a criminal record. The original bill was passed in 1929 and last updated by Republican President Ronald Reagan. Padilla is simply proposing to amend the date in that law to reflect the same timeline for attaining citizenship that was used by Reagan. He says that this law could unlock green cards for millions of people.
No new bureaucracy, no new agency, just a simple date change to existing law to better reflect today's reality. By creating a rolling 7-year eligibility cutoff date to qualify for protections, we can carve out a better path forward for hardworking long-term immigrants. A better path forward for dreamers, for farm workers, for TPS holders, and other essential workers.
Senator Padilla has been outspoken in criticizing Trump's mass deportations and the unprecedented militarization and escalation of tensions by deploying National Guard troops and Marines to respond to peaceful protests in Los Angeles. Padilla has also introduced the Visible Act, a measure to require immigration enforcement officers to display clearly visible identification during public-facing enforcement actions. Last month, he led the Senate Democratic Caucus in demanding that President Trump immediately withdraw all military forces from Los Angeles and cease all threats to deploy the National Guard or active duty service members to American cities. Padilla spoke on the Senate floor following his forcible removal from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's press conference, where he was thrown to the ground and handcuffed after attempting to ask a question. Padilla criticized the Trump administration, claiming that they are not trying to fix a broken immigration system.
Have they offered any plans or solutions?
No.
They want to exploit immigrants to justify their power grabs. And while it may be immigrants who they're targeting today, it's going to be citizens tomorrow. The focus may be Los Angeles today, but it's going to be all across the country tomorrow. And while they may be focused on protesters today, they've laid the foundation to go after any type of dissent anywhere in the country tomorrow.
Senator Padilla's bill will be introduced into the Senate on Monday. Congressmember Zoe Lofgren of California will be introducing companion legislation into the House. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier.